few episodes ago, I had as a guest Dr. Katie Leonard from Johnson College here in Scranton. Johnson College, as our current listeners may know, is a technical college that we have partnered with several times for over the past 15 years to get skilled workers and draftspeople and you name it. We have gone to them to enhance our workforce. One of the main topics when I was talking to Dr. Katie was workforce development. Anybody that knows anything in business today knows that is probably one of the biggest challenges that facing any employer. Now, I wanted to continue on that theme, so I reached out to Bob Durkin, who is the CEO of the Scranton Chamber of Commerce. And Bob has had, you know, actually Pat Frischoni, our president of Simplex, is the chairman of the board right now for the Scranton Chamber, and works very closely with Bob. And in some preliminary discussions with Bob, I asked him to kind of fill in the blanks, because what is happening in Scranton and in the Scranton metropolitan area is happening all over the country to different degrees. And in fact, at Simplex here yesterday, we had a meeting to discuss our workforce and how we can recruit better and with this the availability of skilled labor out there. And you know, we put one thing at the top of our list, which was attitude and work ethic. I'm gonna ask for Bob's input, feedback, his success stories, you know, because Bob's had a long history in working for nonprofits. So he is an expert at motivating people, getting people to participate, getting people to get self-educated, and really getting people to donate in a lot of ways. So he knows how to twist arms. So Bob, welcome to the show. Thank you for your time today.
I'm glad to be here, Dave, but I'm not sure I've truly been called an expert on much of anything. I have a lot of experience, so maybe some of it's worth something.
Well, good. I'm glad you're willing to share. So Bob, you know, in our discussion last week before the call, just to kind of set up the call, I'd like you to take some time and talk about the workforce development that you're doing through the chamber in the Scranton area. And in particular, I think you talked a little bit about skills in Scranton.
Yeah, so the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce is a bit of an uncommon chamber in the sense that we are not just traditional Chamber of Commerce, which, you know, holds networking, government affairs, special events, opportunities for businesses, our members to do business to business. We actually have 8 different affiliates under the chamber umbrella, all different 501s under IRS standards, so I won't get into all that. But we do economic development, we do leadership development, and we do skills development, workforce. Skills in Scranton is a 501c3 affiliate of the Greater Scranton Chamber of Commerce, focused specifically on the workforce needs of Northeastern Pennsylvania. It is, for years, we've had Skills in Scranton under our umbrella for more than 30 years. And over time, we've had some success in connecting the business community to the educational community and et cetera, back and forth. But it was, in some ways, it was a bit dormant for a period of time, really doing occasional projects here and there, you know, one-off initiatives, for example, that might be grant funded. But in the last several years, and I've been in this seat right now 7 years, since I've gotten back here, because I was actually vice president of the chamber 25 years prior to that. Since I got back here, we started looking at the traditional way in which economic development takes place. So Dave, as you and I had talked about last time, historically, if we were looking to attract a business to come to Lackawanna County, city of Scranton, Northeastern Pennsylvania, 30 years ago, the first questions would have had to do with real estate. You know, do you have land? Do you have buildings? Next question was probably going to be, what type of government incentives or chamber incentives would you have to attract the business here? And workforce would come down the list, because it was a strength of ours, but it was a given. now here we are in 2020. And when we talk about the priority of what people want to know, what they want to hear, as we're talking to them about showing them the value of being in Lackawanna County, workforce is at the very top of that list. I often say it's, you know, borrowing the old real estate line, it's about workforce, workforce, workforce. And pre-COVID-19, and in fact, even now in a number of the segments that we work with, probably including Simplex, there is a demand, there's a high demand for employees. And so that's why you see billboards and you see a lot of job fair participation in a number of different sectors for us in Lackawanna County. So the demand is still there. The challenge is fitting the talent to the needs. So, you know, let's use Simplex as an example. I mean, certainly the technology that's involved in the building trades as you work at with Simplex has changed dramatically over the last, you know, not only the last 20 years, but probably in the last 5 years. So you need individuals who are skilled not only in traditional talents, but also, you know, computer skills, math skills. You know, you just have to have that. And the question, the challenge that we have here, and it really is a challenge across the country, is fitting that. It's that skills gap, as it's often referred to, making sure that individuals are coming out of secondary education, you know, high school education, college education, trade schools like Johnson, and they're fully prepared, effectively prepared for the type of work that they need, you need. And that's the gap that exists across the country.
You know, and I think I just happened to read a housing profile report this morning that was put out, and it listed the Scranton area. And I'm guessing this has to be in our favor for the countries. Is I'll just read from the quote. Currently, the metropolitan area is ranked as one of the 10 most affordable metropolitan areas in the country, according to the National Association of Home Buyers. So I'm thinking that has to be an attractive proposition to some people. Like I know Chewy, I'm assuming the chamber had a lot of interaction with Chewy when they came into the area.
Yeah, Chewy is building their 800,000 square foot facility up in one of our business parks, the Valley View Business Park. It's in that side of the park, it's the largest building built, that is to say, in the Archibald section. Trammell Crow has actually just completing 1 million square feet in the Jessup section of that park. Yeah, so a number of businesses, including Chewy and developer Trammell Crow, major development and major national and now international companies have come to Lackawanna County in northeastern Pennsylvania. They recognize, as we actually, through our marketing arm, the Scranton Plan, where we actually proactively go out and market all over the country with a particular emphasis on the Atlantic seaboard. One of the strengths that we, you know, put out there is the cost of living and cost of doing business, as well as the quality of our workforce and the availability of quality land. The affordability issue is interesting from a timing standpoint, because while it's always been a strength for us, during COVID-19, one of the things that we're finding out, and I'm sure you've heard some of these stories, I call it the escape from New York philosophy, where individuals are leaving the major cities and looking for safe, you know, ground. And northeastern Pennsylvania, Lackawanna, Monroe, Wayne, Pike counties have really benefited from this. The realtor community, and we're working on a project with the Regional Board of Realtors on this, are telling us that this is a real opportunity for us, not only from a housing standpoint, you get people to either buy homes and the, you know, the home market, I hope it's playing out this way for you on the building side.
Oh yeah, it is. It's crazy.
Yeah, really, really hot. And so people are learning, have learned over this last 6 months, to be able to do what we are doing now, which is to work with Zoom or other, you know, communications platforms, and can effectively work from a distance. And so we're using that right now to try to recruit individuals who either have, in many cases, they already have some roots here in northeastern Pennsylvania, and maybe they grew up here, maybe they went to school here, and we're showing them that not only is it an affordable place to live, a place where they can get a quality home, a quality second home in some cases, but all the other amenities that we know and we tell people about, that are 15 minutes away from downtown Scranton, you know, skiing, baseball, golf, rail trails, cultural activities, everything is within this area. It's all scaled to the size of this community. And we think it's a very appealing draw for individuals, particularly those with high levels of technology talent, so that if we can bring them here or bring them back here, we can continue to grow the pool of that talent. And that should be helpful, not only for, you know, growing additional businesses, but businesses like Simplex, who might be looking for access to talented engineers or designers or other professional, you know, standards.
Well, and Bob, and just recently, we were lucky enough to pick somebody up that was escaping from Philadelphia, and in our engineering department, and they wanted to move up here. I think we had an ad in, on Indeed, and they responded to the ad. But and then we were lucky enough to pick up another person that works remotely for us in the western part of the state, that does some you know, is in a position where they can do work from home. So we are trying to think outside the box. One of the programs that we're trying to put in place is to train people in-house and take either more experienced laborers or workers that have a knack for that, or maybe some retired people that want to come back and work part-time and help train our new hires. Because, you know, when we advertise for work, you know, one of the unfortunate things for the labor force is, you know, the food service industry has just been decimated. And so we're getting a lot of people that work in restaurants and things like that. And that doesn't necessarily disqualify somebody, because as I said, we're looking for people now that have a good attitude and a strong work ethic, and we can train you. You know, we can train you for that position, and you may have to start a little bit further down on the ladder, but we're trying to control our own destiny as much as possible.
Well, I think that feeds into the idea that we touched on before, and that is, you know, it's about workforce and the dynamic nature of today's workforce. So really, you're referring to what we would call the upskilling nature of this. And, you know, no matter where you are, no matter what position you're in, you know, we all need to be committed to lifelong learning. Mm-hmm. So the dynamic nature of the workforce. What is a valued skill today, 5 years from now, may not be. And so there needs to be a constant churning in education and on the job certifications that come from schools like Johnson or Lackawanna College are really important and valuable. And by the way, the employer of today and tomorrow really needs to have standing relationships with institutions like Johnson and like Lackawanna College, you know, in your trades. And then, you know, in terms of engineering and the like, Penn State Scranton is adding a new mechanical engineering program. University of Scranton has just added a mechanical engineering program. So I think we've got great educational institutions that can complement and support the work system, you know, the businesses in different sectors throughout Northeastern Pennsylvania. And so that's something that I think has to be made as an investment, not only by the businesses, but by the public sector, as we look to try to move beyond COVID-19 and also look at the dynamic and ever-changing workforce of America.
You know, for us, as you said, it used to be location, location, location. And in the past, it used to be, what's your hourly rate? I'm talking if we were hiring for the plant, and what are your benefits? And although that's still important, it seems like company culture has plays a big role. I know my daughter works for a pharmaceutical company in outside the Philadelphia area, and she loves the culture, you know, and it's more expensive to live obviously in that area, but she speaks of that often, and that's another area that we're trying to hone in on for us, that when people come here, you know, it's easy to stay someplace that where you like, you know, you like the people, you like the ownership.
Well, and let me add, you probably heard this before too. It's the difference between a job and a career, and the idea of coming to a place, to a Simplex or any of the other quality employers in Northeastern Pennsylvania, will you, as an individual, you might look at that and say, I really like what they do. I like the work itself. They're investing in me in terms of upskilling and continuing education as necessary. And that's that type of investment really can come back in spades, because it's the undercurrent of the culture of a career, as opposed to just a job.
And people forget that, especially in my lifetime. I had the opportunity of working for a large corporation where you were more of a statistic, and then having been fortunate enough to work for a smaller privately owned company like Simplex, where the ownership is actively involved. But one of the success stories here is, you know, one of our past vice presidents and a current vice president both started out working in the factory. And I think people lose sight of that anymore. And I know today is a right away. Everybody wants things to happen now. But to speak to the opportunity of a career versus a job is really important. And I think a lot of people do lose sight of that.
Yeah, I personally needed to, I became a flash in the pan after 30 years of working elsewhere and then landing here. But then again, as my friends and family will tell you, I'm a little bit of a slow on the uptake. Yeah. I agree. And I think that culture becomes, it more than permeates it. It becomes, I'm not going to use the word viral. I shouldn't. But it's the kind of thing that grows, and people feel it, and word of that spreads. Let me say this, and at the risk of sounding like I'm pandering, and I guess probably I am, with the chairman of my board being Pat Frischoni. But it's also Simplex has invested in this community for many years. Simplex has been a member of this Chamber of Commerce for 31 years. Pat didn't just become the chairman of the board because, you know, we picked his name out of a hat. We asked Pat to be the chairman of the board because Pat and the family and the employees are so engaged in this community and have been proactive in working, you know, as a part of the Chamber of Commerce. And to me, I think that's an extension of what you just said before. So there's a solid, you know, valuable culture within your organization. But I'm also going to tell you that there are clear, you know, there's evidence that has, you know, gone outside the business itself and into the community, you know.
Well, and you're right. And I know that the gentleman that's recording us has often told me that, you know, Simplex is a great company. And I know I'm an employee, but I truly believe that. But one of the things that he respects and I respect about Simplex is what the Frischoni family has done for people behind the scenes and the stories that never get told. Because when you come down to it, we're all just human beings, or everybody should be, especially in times like this, needs to be trying to help their fellow man. And I don't want to get too philosophical about it, but you know, it is true. And when people, especially, you know, when we come to like the Bob Durkins of the world and say, hey, can you help us work with our workforce? That's one of the things that I think is a shining star for us. And I'm sure a lot of other companies too. I mean, all the way up to, I'm sure Chewy didn't get their reputation for being a great company overnight. I mean, I'm sure they had some great culture behind them.
Well, and let me just, carry the chamber mantle us for a second here. One of the things that I find critically important in the work that we do here is to make sure that we're informed by those of you who are in the workforce, those of you in the business world. And so, you know, we've taken through our Skills in Scranton program to doing business roundtables. And by the way, we're already doing it pre-COVID-19, but we ramped it up at a high level because of the circumstances. So in the last program year, which for us began last July and ended in June. So basically March until the end of June, we did 12 different roundtables of different business sectors, including Pat was in on several of those, logistics and manufacturing, healthcare, construction, you name it. We were looking at the different sectors, certainly, you know, restaurants and hospitality industry as well, because of the way they've been hit. And I bring it up in this context. It's really important for a business association like the Chamber not to be